we'll be doing the same.
Can I ask you how difficult it is to be a principal and a teacher at the same time?
It's interesting. I love it. That's why I got into education. But it's really kind of interesting the first couple of weeks when the kids are trying to determine, okay, are you wearing your principal hat or are you wearing your teacher hat? But once they warm up, and because trying to get them to respond early is, it's okay. You don't have to be so quiet in here.
Now, I understand the first Friday of every month is special as well, too, at the sales?
It's going, absolutely. We are starting adoration, and we're going to do it the first Friday to celebrate the Sacred Heart. And so on the first Friday of every month, we're going to have adoration. Following every Friday, we have a morning mass before school, and that's traditionally going back to even before I was a student here. And so with a priest here, he'll be able to expose the Eucharist, and then we'll be able to have our parents and our students throughout the day go in and participate in adoration should they choose to. My understanding is I think Bishop Watterson's the only other high school in the diocese that's currently doing that, and I talked to Deacon Frank Anarino about it, and it's been very transformative. So we're very much looking forward to the opportunity for our young people to pray in a different way.
Can you talk about physical facilities? Anything changed in that regard at DeSales?
Absolutely. We've had a couple of neat things that have occurred. We this summer did a tremendous upgrade in our technology productions lab. That curriculum has grown exponentially over recent years, and now the equipment that our young people are using, it's amazing what they can do. And we try to give them practical, real-world examples. So they're doing a lot of the marketing that we are using for our school, and we're also offering that to our feeder schools so that they, too, can take advantage of what our young people are doing.
Math labs as well, too?
Yeah, we have both a writing lab and a math lab, and it's very much a collegiate model. Gives students the opportunity that if they're having difficulty in a given area, they can go in and get additional help. So we did a physical upgrade to the space where our math lab is, much more comfortable, much more inviting, and certainly something that the students and the teachers have noticed.
If there's a parent out there, or a student athlete is contemplating their academic and athletic future, why should they consider St. Francis de Sales? And if they are, how can they get a hold of somebody at the high school?
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. First of all, I'm just a strong advocate for Catholic education, so I hope that those who are listening tonight take advantage of our grade schools and our high schools. But if they are interested in St. Francis de Sales High School, they can certainly go to our website, simply sfdstallions.org, or they can call our admissions office and ask for Julie Barber. The phone number there is 614-267-7808. And, you know, why? Why Catholic education? I think when we look at the world that we live in right now, certainly a troubled world, a tremendous amount of violence, a tremendous amount of unrest, we have the opportunity to really address our young people on what really is important, and that is to make them disciples of Christ. And anytime you have the opportunity to impact the future with that type of a message, then it's a wonderful thing. And I think all of our Catholic high schools do that throughout the diocese.
And your website would be what?
sfdstallions.org.
And if a principal evaluates the teachers, when the principal is a teacher, who evaluates the principal teacher?
Well, that answer is relatively simple. My wife is on the staff here, and I think she evaluates me all the time. So I would say that would be Mrs. Garrick.
So does Mrs. Lascelles evaluate Doug Lascelles then too, do you think?
Oh, I think that's probably a safe assumption as
okay.
well.
Okay, yeah. Since she's on the staff here as well,
that's
too.
That's right.
Dan, thank you for everything here at Halftime.
Thank you, and once again, we appreciate the great job that you and Larry do and your productions team. What a great way to highlight really what athletics should be about. I'm a little biased, but I think what happens here in the Diocese of Columbus and the CCL is very special, and I can't think of a better set of broadcasters to bring that to light. So thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for your support each and every week.
Thank you.
Dan Garrick has been our guest here at Halftime. About 12 and a half minutes left to go, plus three until we kick it off. So we're going to throw it back to the studios for a break, and also you hear from Todd Bell with a preview of what's going on for Ohio Dominican football, and Ryan and Lee are ready to give you all the scores going on in week number 4. before and what a week it has been so far. This one is a classic. 10-7 to Sales at the break. We'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
The family-run Carfagna's Kitchen offers the best in casual, full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Carfagna Kitchen's weekly specials include Mondays, $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday is dollar glass wine night, and Thursday's prime rib night with two sides for under $19. Carfagna's Kitchen is located one block east off I-71 on Polaris Parkway.
10-7 is the score of our CCL football game of the week. At the half, DeSales leads Hartley in our first all-CCL matchup of the season in the game of the week. Ryan Baker back here in the AM 820 studios, joined now by Lee Cochran, sports editor of This Week News. And Lee, what's your thoughts on the first half so far?
Well, a little bit lower scoring than I anticipated. But Hartley's hurt themselves with a couple, penalties on big plays. They had a big pass early to midway through the second quarter, and then the big run there was called back at the end of the half. But still, you're talking about a game last year that put up over 60 points. I guess, I just thought there'd be more scoring. But when Hartley gets those long drives, you blink and a quarter's over.
And maybe when you look into it a little more, maybe not a surprise. We know the offenses are so great, but the defenses for both of these teams have been really good this year. Hartley only given up 7 points the last 2 weeks, and DeSales has only given up 26 the whole season so far. But I'm with you. A little surprised the defense has reigned here tonight.
Yeah, and especially in a game like this, it's going to be hard-hitting. The defense is going to make a big statement. Last year, DeSales did. They trailed that game and then just kind of shut down Hartley. They'd given up the points beforehand, but they came up big when they needed to. And both these defenses are, at least it sounds like they're playing great football.
And the DeSales touchdown to take the lead set up by a Marquette Dixon fumble, you don't always expect that if you're the Hawks. Marquette Dixon's been very reliable back there, having a great year so far. Our game tonight, just one of the many great matchups on the schedule for week four. A lot of teams starting league play this week. Let's get you caught up on what's going on with the other area Catholic teams in the area. Waterston at the half has a 7-0 lead over St. Charles Lee. Both of these teams last week got their first wins of the season. Not surprising this one was going to be low scoring, though.
No, that's Waterston's game, and DeSales doesn't have St. Charles, doesn't have a whole lot of punch on offense. But the interesting stat, Waterston coach Dan Bajelic, 6-0 all time against Bob Jacoby.
We brought that up to Dan in the pregame show, and he said, just good players. This happens to be. But very interesting, that's such stat.
That's such an odd statistic. I'll bet that's the only person with multiple games that has shut out Bob Jacoby.
Yeah, I would guess there's not too many of them. And you remember, many of those times, those were games where they played twice in a year. They met up in the regular season and then in the playoffs as well. Reedy and Lima Central Catholic are going back and forth. They're tied 14 in their game. Licking Heights has just scored. They have a 17-7 lead over Newark Catholic. Newark Catholic looking to remain unbeaten on the season. And battle of teams looking for their first win of the year. Fisher Catholic and Millersport, we've got no score update on those teams here tonight. We mentioned Lee. Some of the big games in the area. We don't have a lot of time to go over them right now. Liberty Davidson, 21-0. Olentangy Liberty's leading Hillier Davidson now.
Yeah, that's very surprising. You know, you got to think it's been what Davidson lost two in a row in weeks 4 and 5 in 2014. The time before they lost two in a row, 2003. Think about that.
What a run.
Losing two in a row. And it's so unusual for a Brian White team, obviously, to lose two in a row.
What a run there for Davidson. That is an amazing stat. Darby and Bradley, the other two Hilliard teams, they're tied at 14 right now. Pick North just scored. They have a 14-7 lead over Westerville Central. Dublin Kaufman, 14-0 over Olentangy. A little surprised by that?
Yeah, going into that game, Coach Solis from Olentangy said he was curious if his team could match the physical play of Kaufman. I mean, Olentangy's got a young team that's really played well. Don't get me wrong, they played well. But, you know, still, you know, there's another half to play. It's, you know, and Kaufman, you know, their only loss was the two-day game against Springfield, and you know, they let that one get away late. But, you know, I guess I'm a little bit surprised that Kaufman has shut down Olentangy's offense.
Yeah, many big games. Bradley just scored. They've gone up 21-14 now on Darby. We'll get to all of this throughout the game, and, of course, make sure you stay tuned after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. And I will give you all the scores and talk to the coaches as well. Last week, Ohio Dominican got their first win of the season, knocking off Finley. Here to talk about it now is Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell.
The Ohio Dominican Panthers rode the momentum of four consecutive touchdown drives to start the game last Saturday night at Finley, and then sweated out some anxious moments late and held on to defeat the Oilers by a final score of 49-37, giving head football coach Kelly Cummings his first victory. The Panthers were outgained 514 yards to 434 in the contest, but came up with a school record tying 5 interceptions to stop Finley's comeback bid. Trey McIntyre had a pair of interceptions, Gus Dimmerling also had one, and Billy Akins had 2 for the Panthers to now give him 13 for his career, establishing a new record. On Thursday night's Inside Panthers Football, Akins talked about one of those key late interceptions.
Whenever we go back out on defense in a sudden change situation, we try to get a 3-and-out or get a turnover. So they did a flood to the field side, and I seen the running back start to leak out, and I'm like, the freshman or sophomore me might have not been there, but since I've been here for so long, since everybody's alluding to, I've seen that play enough times to stay back and be there for when he threw the.
Offensively, Corey Contini caught 9 passes for 95 yards and a couple of scores, while quarterback Grant Russell completed 23 of 36 passes for 279 yards and 3 touchdowns while also rushing for 43 yards and another score. But the evening was highlighted by Dar Stanford, who had a prolific night, hauling in 9 passes for 166 yards and a touchdown. After the game, Stanford talked about his connection and the growth of quarterback Grant Russell.
Grant, I mean, he's the leader of our offense. He's the quarterback. He's a third-year guy. So, I mean, he has a lot of poise back there. He has a lot of confidence. And him having confidence back there just comes down to us, too, you know. He's confident enough to throw it to us, and we're confident enough to know that he's going to put the ball where it needs to be, and that just gives the whole offense in sync.
This week, the Ohio Dominican Panthers will take on the Michigan Tech Huskies. This will be the first time since 2011 that the Panthers and Huskies have squared off on the gridiron. Michigan Tech has won both games in this series. And head coach Kelly Cummings talked about this week's opponent.
Hey, you know, they're a ball control offense. They're in a lineup, and they do a good job with just really simple football, pounding the football, actually controlling the ball. And like I said, their quarterback does a great job operating that offense. And so, you know, it's trying to get the ball away from them is going to be a big deal. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. You know, it's going to be another element there. And so, again, you know, I think the big focus is just what we've said these last couple of weeks is just on us. You know, keep you know, control what you can control. You can't control the weather, any of those things. And just going out there and taking care of business on both sides of the ball.
You can hear all the action right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, starting with our countdown to kickoff at 11:30 with Brent Ford. You can join myself and Matt Natale for the kickoff coming up at 12 noon. Ryan, it's the Panthers and the Huskies coming up Saturday right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Todd, thanks a lot for that. We look forward to hearing you and Matt on the call tomorrow. Again, don't forget, like Todd said, Panther Countdown begins at 11:30 right here tomorrow morning on AM 820, followed by the live play-by-play at noon. 10-7, DeSales leads Hartley in our first all-CCL matchup of the year on our CCL Game of the Week. Strap in. It is going to be a good second half, and we'll go back to Alumni Stadium with second half action after this on AM 820.
The family-run Carfagna's Kitchen offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Carfagna Kitchen's weekly specials include Mondays, $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday is dollar glass wine night, and Thursdays, prime rib night with two sides for under $19. Carfagna's Kitchen is located one block east off I-71 on Polaris Parkway.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.